Policymakers have taken aim at lead and other pollutants that threaten health, but some communities remain at risk. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Lead and certain pesticides have been linked to poor academic achievement and other health problems in kids. Federal, state, and even local governments have targeted these environmental hazards, but University of Wisconsin-Madison child development specialist Janine Dilworth-Bart says policies aimed to limit children's contact with pollutants often miss high-risk populations.
With lead, we've had some pretty good policy successes. In the 70s, we started the phase out and completely phased out by the end of the 70s, lead in paint and lead in gasoline. That has led to substantial drops in blood lead levels across the population. Having said that, there's still this disparity where African American kids in particular are still at substantially greater risk of being exposed to lead and having high blood lead levels.
Many federal and state programs teach parents how to protect kids from lead inside the home, but Dilworth-Bart says the ground around older housing is often high in lead because of paint chips in the soil. She says parents can do little to fix that problem. Dilworth-Bart says pesticide regulations also fall short in some communities. For example, the federal government produces pamphlets to tell parents how to protect kids from pesticides in foods. But Dilworth-Bart says the children of migrant farm workers can be exposed to pesticides in different ways. For example, kids can pick up these chemicals off their parents' clothes from just a hug. Dilworth-Bart says placing the responsibility for protecting children on already stressed, low-income parents is unrealistic. She says we need stronger programs to prevent and clean up these toxic substances. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.